I think that overall the appointments to the cabinet are of very high quality people. The defence minister, the finance minister, the foreign minister, the interior minister, all of whom I met yesterday, are of very high quality. It seems that in the ministries of energy, we've got high quality people as well. Now, we will look at every ministry and make sure that any support or engagement or funding that we provide is going to be used for the purposes that it was intended, and that is for the benefit of the people of Afghanistan and on the military side, ultimately for building the sort of security that can ensure our own security. Any concerns that we have will be followed through very, very carefully, and obviously the counter-narcotics is important, and we will liaise very closely with our allies, but British people should be assured their money isn't going to go to any purposes other than those it's intended for.
Could that mean that British funding for counter-narcotics efforts by the Afghan government could be cut off if we don't consider Mokbel to be a reformed character or to have question marks over his integrity?
Well, I'm not going to use this interview to start making threats or to start making announcements. What we know is that Britain has been the leader in paying money through the Afghan government because we've been assured, including by independent audits, I think by Price Waterhouse, that the money is going to be properly used. But we will not allow a situation to occur where British people can have concerns that their money is going to the wrong uses.
Does Karzai have a job to do when he comes to the London conference to convince the West in general, who are sending troops, spending lives and resources in Afghanistan, that his government has fundamentally changed, is not as corrupt as its reputation has suggested?
I think we all have a job to do to explain to the British people, people from the 70 nations represented in London, that there is a coherent plan, that it is tuned to the realities of life in Afghanistan and the nature of the insurgency. So on the part of the international community, we have to step up our game. We have to make sure that we are ready for 2010 and the challenges here, not the challenges of 2005. In respect of the Afghan government, they're also on a new start, because they've got a new government, a re-elected president, some re-nominated ministers and some new ministers. But we all know that 2010 needs to be a decisive year in Afghanistan. The momentum needs to be reversed away from a deepening insurgency towards the empowerment of the Afghan people, who we know from the BBC poll of last week desperately don't want to go back to the misrule of the Taliban, desperately want to govern their own society, know that in the interim they need international forces to help protect them, but they want to see Afghan forces built up so that they can defend themselves.
So what's the benchmark for success at London?
I think there are two sets of benchmarks for the London conference. First, I want people who are listening and watching with an independent mind to go away and think, yes, there is real clarity about the plan, and I have real confidence about that it can be implemented. That's the first thing I want people to sense. Secondly, there are some real deliverables that we need. We need on the security front to clarify how the Afghan forces are going to step up to take lead security responsibility. On the economic front, we need to make sure that Afghanistan has a viable economic future, and that's why we're talking to the IMF, as well as to the World Bank and others about how to build that. On the governance front, we need to be clear that the drive against corruption, what President Karzai said in his inaugural speech, a drive against the culture of impunity, will be carried forward, that local governance of high quality will be developed, and that the reintegration effort, the drive to ensure that those who are currently fighting against their communities are actually brought into their communities to defend them, takes place. And finally, we need some real deliverables on the international coordination. We need to make sure that the international community is a good partner, not a confusing partner to deal with, and that's something where the EU, the UN, and NATO all have a role to play.
And what can the London conference do for reintegration? Would donors be expected to fund it?
I think that we are looking for a lead from the Afghans about the sort of institutional mechanism that they want to pursue. But I'm also in close discussion with colleagues around the world about how we can make sure that there is financial backup for a viable reintegration plan. And as far as I'm concerned, anyone who's willing to respect the constitution of Afghanistan should be inside Afghan politics, not outside lobbing mortars at it.